to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. You can tweet at us because we are live for show 163. My Twitter is JasonCurtis925.
Mine is KristaCurtis1.
And JohnCurtis316.
And
we also have a phone number you can call, 425-686-9552. Once again, because I know you're all probably stone, drunk, or slow, 425-686-9552.
And this show is way funnier if you're slow. I'm just going to throw that out there. Throw that out there, right? See? I'm going to throw that out there right
now. He's one of you.
I am one of you. My people, join me. And if you call, you're going live. That's what it boils down to. We don't really have the answering mechanisms we need. So we're just going to throw something.
We're skating here. We're just doing the damn thing.
All right, we're going to kick things off with the relatives tonight. And things are changing right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Every day, every way. People don't
He just lost $5.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the relatives with Things Are Changing. We forgot to introduce him again, and now that he's fucked up, we're going to go ahead and introduce him. We got Big Mike back producing the show for us, engineering.
Hey, what's up? You saying I'm
kind
fucked
of
up?
Kind of engineering.
Kind of engineering.
Kind of not turning our mics back on when we come out of...
Which could...
Only Jason's. I mean, actually, that's okay, really.
That could work in...
She noticed correctly. Yeah. Mine was on, yours was on, but Jason's was not, so...
He knows where the talent comes from.
That's right.
You know, I thought the significantly bigger hand than mine is over the my predecessor. That,
yes.
That would be able to reach that last channel that you're set up on, but I just missed it.
It happens.
I really, you turned on the talent's mics. I just sit here and I introduce songs, I back sell songs, and I let them bring the funny because I can't do it. So I was on the way down here, coming down Pack Highway. And this has never happened to me before. I've had panhandlers come up and ask me for money, like, or somebody, some jackass holding up a sign saying, homeless vet need money.
You don't see the vet very often anymore. The vet was like, the homeless vet, I can't think of the word. It's like antique panhandling. Like, that's like the...
That's because the vet would be the Vietnam vet is the one that would be holding the sign.
That was like the first generation. That was like Gen 1.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like the original Xbox.
Now there's like couple panhandling. Have you seen the couple panhandling?
They always have a baby and a dog.
There'll be like a meth head over here asking for money, and she'll say she's pregnant, and then you'll see a dude hitting the other side, and it's like, oh, they're... And I thought it happens a federal way, and I was like,
families
oh.
that panhandle together.
They
stay together. Because they ain't going anywhere else.
They sleep under trees together. But then I saw today in the North End. I mean, like the real North End. Like
my neighborhood?
Like Northgate. Like just below Northgate. I was like, wow, even up here. I went through three intersections. There was two panhandlers on each intersection. That's six people. I don't know where their little panhandling village is. Anyway, get back to where you were.
Get back to my panhandling story. I was driving down the road. And I had a woman in the truck next to me flag me down. Like, she's hanging out the passenger side window waving at me. I've got my window rolled down, and I'm like, yeah? And she goes, hey, you got $2? We're running out of gas. And she looked like a straight-up crackhead.
$2.
And I'm like, she was in a big-ass F-250. I'm like, $2 is going to get you to the next light, lady.
Bitch, it cost you $2 to chase me down.
No shit. And it was funny because the guy behind me, like, stayed way fucking behind me. Like, he wasn't going to get up close enough to where she could wave at him.
Well, yeah, like, the people from The Hills Have Eyes are hanging out of an F-250 hollering at you. I'd back the fuck up, too.
That's what it looked like, too.
That is extreme panhandling right there. That's next-level panhandling shit.
That's going to be in the next X Games. Extreme panhandling!
Well, they have extreme cheapskates on TLC. I mean, they do all kinds of extreme shows.
I can't remember the last time I watched anything on TLC. Is that where the little midgets are? Were they on the...
The little people are
Jason,
on there?
Jason,
the
Jason,
little couple
so
is
Jason
on there?
Was looking at us, putting his hand real low to the ground, and he was like, the little, he's like, should I be like politically correct? And the midgets, you know, the midgets, where they at?
Some of them prefer that word.
And that's where my 600-pound life comes from.
I damn near live that life.
I can't not watch that show. I don't know why. Like, it just... I don't know. It makes you want to go on a diet and feel really good about yourself all the same time.
Except for all those people die.
No.
But that
always
makes you feel better about yourself.
Why? Because you're still alive?
Yeah, exactly. Every breath is a good breath.
Like that one bitch, she fought for like 2 years just to be able to have like weight loss surgery. And it looked like they were like inseminating a cow when she had it. They had they had their tools on like old people picker-uppers, like the grabber picker-uppers. They had like their scalpels and shit in there. And it was weird. They were using...
You just drew a beautiful, beautiful picture of somebody inseminating a woman while they're taking fat out of her.
No, inseminating a cow.
Inseminating a cow.
And then she gone.
Now she gone. Do they die on that show all the time?
No.
Yeah, every time.
They don't always die.
Every time, like, the end of the show, they're like, oh, and so-and-so passed away a month later.
Well, if they film long enough, they're going to be able to say that about everybody.
Because when I start watching those shows, I always think of, like, those old Springer shows or whatever the hell, whatever one it was, where they, like, had to use a forklift to pick the person up, and they had to knock a wall out so they could get him out to the doctor.
The one dude, like, they told him he had to lose a bunch of weight before he had surgery.
Yeah.
And, the doctor was like, he can't get out of bed. So, like, you people, to the family, he's like, you people, just don't give him any more fucking right? food. He can't get out of bed. He can't move. We know you're feeding him.
I've seen so many of those, and they're like,
He didn't eat the fucking mattress and get this fat, okay?
There's fiber in that.
So the doctor came back, like, 2 months later, and 2 months, I think the guy was ridiculous. He was like 900 pounds or something. In 2 months, if you're 900 pounds and you ain't eating shit, you should be less.
Yes. Considerably.
And the doctor was finding, like, chicken carcasses, like, under his, like, under his mattress and shit. Like, he'd been hoarding these. I don't know, maybe just put the chicken on there when it's still alive. And
I was going to say, maybe. The heat from him on the mattress cooked the chicken.
It's like a cooking the pig underground.
My favorite show ever came from TLC, the
Honey
Woman with Half a Body.
Oh. Where she drags her pussy on the ground like a slug. Just rolls.
Sometimes she threads that skateboard.
She just slimes around all around her house.
Except when she climbs in her truck, she climbs it like a monkey.
You're like fucking Picasso with painting pictures.
Imagine having like a 3-foot-tall slug in your house just sliming around.
That is a person. with part of a body.
There's a guy that didn't have any legs, a man with half a body, and his job was to install satellite dishes on people's roofs. So he would climb up there dish in one hand, and he would like hoist himself up the ladder with the other hand, and he would get up on the roof and install satellite dishes.
I'm trying to imagine how that's even possible.
He has a low center of gravity. Yeah.
It was impressive to watch, but he said a lot of people don't want to hire him because they don't want
to
claim on their house insurance.
I'm sitting there. Those are the kind of shows I watch that don't make me feel good about myself. It's like, I've got four limbs and I can't climb a ladder.
this guy throws a satellite dish over his neck and just fucking monkey bars up that bitch.
And I get winded walking to my car.
Well, he's got a lot less to lug around.
That's true.
I just had this this horrible parent the other day when I was working. I was operating my crane in North Seattle. And he just had these trees planted, right? So my crane was touching like the outer leaves of this tree, like not the base of it.
Yeah.
And I just hear, coming down on me, you're touching my tree. And I turn around, what the fuck is going on? And there's a guy hanging out of his second story window, hollering at me that I'm touching his tree. And I was like, yeah, I'm touching your tree. And he goes, you know, that doesn't like come out of the ground. And I go, yeah, dude, I know how a fucking tree works. And he goes, are you the only person here? No one's helping you? And I was like, yeah, it's me and this big ass fucking crane. Like, we can move these. It's okay. And so
the crane does most of the work.
Yeah. And so I start picking these plates up and put them on my truck, and these two kids come out of the front of the house, and they're sitting on the porch watching me. And I'm sitting there. I have a hard hat on that has like a full brim around it. So I'm like, it's like a little.
Yeah.
So when I'm bent over working on the plate, I can't see anything like around me. And so I'm putting this plate together. I look up and there's that little kid. He's probably like 7 or 8 years old. And he's holding the hook of my crane and he's like moving it. And I'm like, get away. This is like heavy equipment. Like, get away. And his dad comes down and hollers at me because I let his son go close to my truck. And I said, if you cared more about your kids than you did about your fucking trees, you wouldn't let your kids out here next to my fucking crane when I'm operating heavy machinery.
5 minutes ago, that hook was by your trees. You were hanging out your goddamn window.
Yeah.
Now your kid's swinging off it. You don't give a shit. You're in peeling potatoes or something. Oh.
So then he took his kids and he was taking them to school or something. And he just drove around the block 4 times like I wouldn't notice this Toyota Sienna driving around three or four times with his head hanging out the window looking at me. Yeah, your tree's okay, buddy. Worry about your kids buckled in? You fucking asshole.
Now not only does he not care that they're swinging off the crane, he's not even taking them to school. He's just circling the block.
Yeah, they don't need school. They got trees.
It's where the real education comes from.
And they got that wonderful dad to teach them everything else they need to know.
Yeah, don't let people touch your trees.
Oh, parents like that, I just want to smack them.
Where did we start this? Oh, we started this with the extreme panhandling.
Yeah.
So I've only had one person holler at me in my car when I like that before.
Oh, you've had a lot of people holler at you in your car.
You said like that. Like
not
that.
Like trying to stop me. Well, I guess those people were trying to stop me too, but they wouldn't like. So me and my buddy were on a MLK Street. That's a good way to start every story, right?
Yeah, exactly. This usually ends well.
You know it's going to be a good one.
We're on MLK Street in Tacoma, and we're driving down the road. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And this woman runs out onto MLK, and she's hollering at us. She's holding her crotch like Michael Jackson.
Or offering.
That's where I'm getting.
If a chick comes out holding her crotch like that, you don't take what she's offering.
So I slow down, and my buddy's like, John, what are you doing? And I'm like, dude, this is going to be fucking hilarious. Like, I have to talk to this woman. So I stop my car. Now, looking back, I stopped my car at MLK, which is a bad idea, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I'm sure there was something that a cop could have gave me a ticket for. And so I look at the woman. I go, what's going on? She goes, you want some of this? And she had like two teeth. And I was like, what's this? And she showed us. And that was it was very traumatizing.
So did you see the bugs crawling out of it? Or do you just have to assume they were there?
It was
she had more crabs than Joe's Crab Shack.
It was bad. It was bad.
And so if you guys could see the look on John's face right now, it's as if he's having flashbacks.
Yeah. and he's like, he's got like this puckered look on his face, and it's just no man has ever looked at a vagina and had that face.
I think if one flashes you on MLK, you might.
Solid point.
Yeah, that was the only time I've been stopped. Okay, when I stopped.
I mean, if I had pulled out a 20, this one might have, and it probably would have had the same reaction. I probably would have had the same reaction you're having right now, because she did not look like the kind of person that you would want to see any part of her unclothed.
You know, they really don't care when you give them a lot of money. It was really irritating to me. It was around Christmas time. There was a guy, he had two kids sitting there, and he was panhandling, and I gave him a $100 bill. Thinking that he was going to fucking, I don't know, like dance like
blow
a monkey
you or something.
Yeah, no, like I thought I'd get some reaction out of him, right? I don't know, like dance monkey dance. I don't know.
That takes away from the giving like, spirit.
But I gave him $100. He looked at it and just put it in his pocket and held his sign back up. And I was like, hold the fuck on, like I don't know if you realize what just happened. But I gave you a $100 bill.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Do you want to look at that again? Just so you... No.
He probably wanted to put it in his pocket real quick before you realized you gave him a $100 bill.
That's, yeah.
That probably is more like it, but... I don't know, he was not appreciative.
Did you say dance monkey dance?
I'd have just stuck it in my pocket too if you started...
I did not say dance monkey dance. Get your kids up and make them dance. I want to...
Maybe you hold them there.
Make the big one blow the little one.
Maybe you... Hold your $100 up and go, see what happens.
Oh, I have no problem making bums do push-ups. We were outside of Dick's on Broadway. There's a bum that used to show up all the time. We'd go to Dick's pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And he'd be panhandling for money. You sit in line for a long time. And I go, hey, look, I'll give you a nickel for every push-up you do. And so he started doing push-ups. Boom.
All of a sudden, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm like, call him out. Call him out louder. And he's sitting there screaming out numbers of push-ups. And these guys in line are just hating on me like, hey, bro, can't you just give him fucking money? I'm like, it's my money. Like, why are you mad about how I give my homeless people money? Like, it's...
Your homeless people.
His sign said, we'll work for food.
Yeah, work, motherfucker. That's all I care.
Worked for it. He might as well work
yeah.
for it, too.
He's about to eat a cheeseburger or drink a beer, Mad Dog 2020, smoke crack rock. He needs to get rid of that energy somehow.
You're really doing a community service.
I am.
By making that bum do some push-ups.
Except the people across the street and sleeping in the apartments, they didn't like him hollering out the numbers that loud, but I didn't care.
At 3
I
was o'clock
like
in the morning?
I was like a drill sergeant.
They live across the street from Dick's. I'm sure they hear a lot worse than some numbers getting
called
out.
Oh, that'd be a terrible place to live. That'd be a terrible place to live.
Any of them. The one on 45th, the one on Broadway.
The one on Broadway, I think, would be worse.
I think that would be the worst one, I think, yeah.
Are there apartments across the street from Dick's on Broadway?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
People live in them, yeah.
All down that street, there's apartments above the shops.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God, I would not want to live on that
I think someone hollered at me about something about that homeless dude screaming at numbers, and I was like, hey, it's him anyway. Don't worry about it.
Call the cops. He wants three squares and a place to sleep tonight anyways. I'm doing you a good. Yeah. I'm doing good by you tonight.
And if you do 60 push-ups, you'll be able to buy a Snickers bar in jail, too. I'll give you $3. Put it, I'll come put it on the books for you. If you. Hey, you have a bum in there named Harry? Yeah, I'd like to put some money on the books for him.
I want to set it up so we can get some food out of the commissary.
You got crack rocks?
You got crack rocks. How much for a crack rock? I want to buy him a rock. Oh, you are a... Sometimes we get done with this show, and I'm just like, really? Krista raised him horribly.
Krista raised
hey,
him.
Hey, it takes a village to raise a Johnny. I'm not taking all that credit.
All right. Don't forget, you can give us a call, 425-686-9552, or you can email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com, or you can live tweet at us. Live tweet at us. You can tweet at us. Jason Curtis, 925.
Krista Curtis, what is it?
Krista Curtis 1.
And John Curtis 316.
All right, we've got Krista's news on the way right after Mandolin Orange with Black Widow right here on The Family Meeting on nwczradio.com.
I don't listen when you're talking.
I know you don't.
My name, it ain't nothing, my story is plain, and I'm as worn as a two-tied shoe. As I wake and find the day half gone, night she's the one for me, a love I thought I knew. My mistress, my queen, my lord, she's stealing my brain. If it ain't gone, it must be leaving. The silence has drowned all the laughs we share. She don't care. There are many others still unknown, but I see her closing in on me, Black Widow. Killing off the ones that love her. Looking back, and I went running after. What a time it was. Speaking of, where does time go? It's tangled up in her ways. But I see her closing in on me, Black Widow, killing off the ones that love her.
Welcome back to The Family Meeting. That was Mandolin Orange with Black Widow.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Are y'all ready to get informed?
About to inform the shit out of you.
That sounded really, really dirty. I'm about to inform the shit out of you. Who's your daddy?
It was supposed to. You ready to get informed, girl? You get informed.
Don't make it dirty, John. All right, so our first story actually takes place in Utah. Speaking of people with little girls, This is a young couple.
They like to inform people, too. Those motherfuckers try and knock on my door and inform me all the time.
I get pissed. They litter on our porch all the time with their little, like, mini watchtowers. It pisses me off.
It's kind of creepy, too, because they just put something on your door that says, God is watching you. And you're like, we're like, right now? Like, I hope he wasn't watching me 10 minutes ago because some bad shit was going down in my bedroom.
He's never going to let me up there.
So back to these people in Utah. They stole a car last week, and that in itself isn't really newsworthy. And we've done these stories before where somebody steals a stick shift and they can't drive it. But this guy was trying to learn during his getaway. His girlfriend...
What better time to learn?
Yeah. Maybe the day before. his girlfriend, who was in the passenger seat, was trying to talk him through driving the car because she's actually able to drive a stick. Nobody knows why she didn't just get behind the wheel and do it. But this guy wanted to be the man and drive.
Hey, a dude that doesn't know how to drive a stick is still safer than a woman driving.
Well, this did end up safe for them because they just said, fuck it, and left the car in a parking lot at the grocery store and called a cab from the gas station across the street. So when the police got there, it didn't take them long to get in touch with the cab company and find out where they dropped that guy off.
He checked in and then he called an Uber. And...
So they got caught. The girl was underage, so her case got turned into like the juvenile courts, but yeah. So he's got felony charges now for stealing this car that he couldn't even drive.
Called a cab. Cab company. Yeah, what do you need? Oh, I'd like you to come pick me up. Where are you at? I'm at this shopping center, and there's a blue Honda Civic. I'll be standing right next to it.
I'm gonna tweet out hashtag crime scene.
Take a selfie. Take a selfie with your Honda.
I mean, that's white people crime, to take a cab away from the scene. Right.
See, I had a buddy
you had,
that used
you
to
had, you, had, you had cash to pay for the cab. But
I had a buddy that used to steal cars on a fairly regular basis, and I never once heard him say, then we called the cab. Cab came. I mean, this guy tore his sack on a barbed wire fence running from the cops. He ran from the crime scene.
This guy called the cab and waited for it to get there.
So I know a guy that stole a bunch of cars, too, when he was a kid. And years and years later, like 7 years later, his dad buys a car from me when I was selling cars.
Yeah.
Takes it home, and his son says, Dad, I stole this car before. And his dad's like, well, how the fuck you know that? And he's like, well, this is a Honda. It's a blue Honda, but it has gray seats in it. We stole this car. We took the blue seats out. We put these gray seats in there. Is that fucking
That's
ironic?
That's the circle of life.
Is that crazy or what?
Akuma Matata.
Yeah, fucking.
No, my buddy used to steal rabbits. And you guys pointed out a couple weeks ago that I used to drive a lot of rabbits. I used to get really good deals on rabbits.
This next story, I mean, the story kind of says it all. It's just a couple lines, but I just have to share it with everyone.
Everybody else got real good deals on your rabbits, too. I remember them being parted out a lot.
They usually weren't very good
cars. Wheels came up missing a lot.
That was my Escort.
That was your rabbit by the woods in Renton?
No, that was my old Escort.
Someone jacked up your Escort and stole. You had an Escort? I can't believe I was young riding an Escort. I can't believe.
He had like two of them in a row.
No, I had two rabbits in a row. I had one Escort and my bug before
Chris
that.
Chris had Escort too.
I did.
Yes.
But mine was newer and fancy.
Yes. Mine was a piece of shit 84 Escort that blew up going up Highway 18.
Typical.
So, a woman in L.A. has been charged with beating her boyfriend to death with canned food. She's charged with striking her 59-year-old boyfriend in the head with a can of peas, a can of carrots, and a can of chicken broth. So she's in jail now.
He got bread-coated in.
She killed him. So I guess she won't be working in the prison kitchen, because isn't that all they eat is like canned food?
Who called in the code red?
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the peas and carrots. And
so if she switched cans, that means she beat the fuck out of that guy until the can opened. Because why else would you go get a new can?
Maybe it got too dented to have the effect anymore.
I was thinking she had all three cans. And like, I'm picturing
like three arms? You think she
was... No, she's holding a can of corn with her.
I'm picturing this bitch with like a pillowcase full of canned vegetables. I'm seriously code red. That's what I'm envisioning, like her putting three cans of vegetables in a sock and beating the piss out of this guy.
See, this is what's wrong in America, okay? If that happened... Like, the man could have stopped her at any point. It probably took her 5 minutes to get these cans in his pillowcase.
You just wait right here.
But if he would have touched her, he goes to jail, right? So he just had to let this woman beat him to death with a can. Or he was going to jail.
It was the safest way out.
Safest way out.
So,
I can't. That didn't happen, though, Jason. They didn't put that shit in a pillowcase. I think she beat the fuck out of him until the can opened. And then she was like, oh, that can's gone. New can.
What did he do? Did he complain about her, like, canned food?
He probably left the toilet seat up.
Then she would have beat the shit out of the toilet seat.
That bitch can't use a screwdriver to take the toilet seat off. Everybody knows that.
Any bitch that's going to beat a guy to death with canned vegetables could just rip the goddamn toilet seat off and beat him to death with it. Your story gets her a lot more prison cred than mine does. Somebody just filling up a pillowcase and beating somebody with a can. That's not much. But
you're talking about going to like the linen closet, getting a pillowcase, and like loading up your pillowcase with cans. Like,
is that premeditated?
You're talking about premeditated creamed corn killing. Hashtag.
Okay, so our next story, beauty pageants, and I use the term beauty loosely, have been so popular recently that they're now holding some pageants that even ugly people can win. In Brooklyn, they have a small penis contest to celebrate men with little wieners for having such confidence and heart. And there are also beauty contests for the most beautiful vagina. The vagina contest is being put on by a company called Autoblow. They make artificial blowjob machines, just like it sounds. They don't care what the woman looks like.
What was that website?
It's all about the vagina for them. And the top three vaginas will get to go to L.A. and get a 3D scan so that their vagina can be made into sex toys in the future. The women will be anonymous. They'll not get any royalties from the sale of their vaginas. And the winner of the penis contest was a man named Puzzle Master.
It honors the courage of the man. And then they use a fake-ass name like Puzzle Master. Because he don't want everybody knowing he has a little penis.
They did put a picture of him on here, so his picture's on the internet.
There's no way that those two beauty pageants are at the same location, because like the little dick dudes couldn't be like, oh, we're about to hook up tonight. We got these beautiful vaginas over here.
He'll maintain the beauty of the vagina because he ain't going to wreck that shit.
This article actually made me think that like the ugliest women must have the prettiest vaginas, because they were very clear, like, we don't care what the bitch looks like. We just want a pretty vagina. Like, they're only looking like from pelvis to knee. Like, they don't care about what's on either end.
Well, usually, if it's pimply upstairs, it's pimply downstairs.
John sounds like a man that knows.
So, I mean, usually you can tell. You can look at a girl's face and see her vagina right there on her face. Vagina face, hashtag.
Which, this article kind of leads into my next story, which is...
You ever seen a porn... And it was just like a super ugly bitch, and you're like, oh my God, that's a beautiful pussy right there. No, never. And vice versa. It just doesn't happen.
I'm trying to think of what thumbnails you're clicking on. We're going, that bitch is hideous. I got to see this.
Ugly hoes with prettypussies.com. I need to get that website, because obviously it's
free.
It's, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously that's what they're looking for here.
So speaking of beauty pageants, so in Lithuania, they have an annual goat beauty contest to celebrate the anniversary of the founding of the village of Romigula. I'm going to say it like that. And if
Romigula.
I'm wrong, fuck it.
sounds deeply old-style Egyptian.
They have a goat on the town seal, so they have this beauty pageant every year to honor the goats. They call it the Goat Parade, and the winner gets crowned most beautiful.
I think they have that in Enumclaw, too. Oh, wait, that's sheep.
This year, a dark-colored goat won, and it's reported that at home, the goat will scale walls and walk the beam and dance on command. So it's not only pretty, it's talented.
I'm just leaving that one alone.
So
a dark-colored goat that dances on command.
We just read about a goat beauty contest, a vagina beauty contest, and a little weenie beauty contest.
There's no beautiful little weenie. The little weenie contest was not judged on beauty. Like, that is the most beautiful little speckle coming out of someone's body I've ever seen.
Look at that little Vienna sausage.
It doesn't say what the criteria was. It just said Puzzle Master was the grand winner.
You think they get like a trophy with like a thing of chapstick on it?
With like a belly button on it?
I used to know a dude that the girls called him Chapstick.
Did he know why?
Name you want.
Huh?
Did he know why?
Well, I'm pretty sure he kind of knew why. I'm pretty sure, like...
Every time he pulled his pants down, he knew why.
Something happened with one of the girls, and then...
All the girls knew.
Word travels fast when something like that comes about.
Yeah. You girls have like a 5 o'clock meeting every, like every city. There's a 5 o'clock meeting every day to discuss the penises you've seen recently.
Wasn't really
like real. It travels fast.
It's really just a series of clicks, like the villages in Africa.
except for now, it's mouse clicks.
And then it just goes through the city like crows. You know how they communicate through the trees? It's like that. You don't have to have a meeting. Don't want to get that many bitches together in one place every day.
And the guy, girls hate each other. So
the guy just
terrible.
Stands there because word comes around and hits him while it's going back the other way. So he knows they're talking about
it. He doesn't realize it because it's just like... and all of a sudden it's gone. It's just...
He's like, did I hear something?
Oh, he's like, what happened? Oh.
Somebody forget to pour oil in their car? What the fuck just happened around here?
For some reason, my chapstick penis just got half shaft.
And now I'm getting kicked out of the club because I just told you guys a secret. We got one more story. We have time for one more story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman in Colombia was arrested last week for trying to smuggle liquid cocaine. She was busted because she was acting nervous in line of security, and the x-rays showed that she had had recent breast surgery. She admitted that she had implants put in that were filled with something, but she didn't know what was in them. It turns out she had 3.3 pounds of liquid cocaine inside those breast implants. So they put her in the hospital for 5 days to make sure she was okay before they locked her up. Side note, so much for the TSA saying you can't really see anything in those body scanners. They could tell she had recent breast surgery. We did a story.
3 pounds of liquid cocaine.
We did a story about somebody smuggling something else from Colombia a while ago. I can't remember what she was smuggling.
Well,
there were
some titties I want to suck on right there. Liquid cocaine.
Well, that's what they look like when they come out. They look
They
look like yellow humbousin.
It looks like a straight up just sack of cocaine just twisted up and tied at the end of
that's Jason just jumped back when he saw the picture.
That is not liquid cocaine. Is it liquid because it was in her titty or what?
They're taking it out with a syringe.
I don't know. Now I picture like somebody smacking her boobie and it looking like LeBron James right before he goes into the game where it's just a big dust cloud.
I thought you were talking about his penis.
Everybody's not talking about his penis.
His dick don't look like liquid cocaine.
Well, they showed his dick on TV.
I know they did.
And we were talking about that. Were you there?
I was there. You showed it to me.
No, we were talking about his dick. We were talking about LeBron's dick, I think, last night, yesterday, somewhere. Whatever.
I don't know. I think my favorite headline about that whole thing was...
Oh, it was yesterday. I was at a barbecue yesterday. And there was me and my buddy and... some other people, and there was a couple girls there, and I was like, you see LeBron's dick on TV? And the girls were like, no, and Duquesne, oh, there he is. Duquesne was like, oh, I looked for it, but I didn't. And they were like, why'd you look for it? He's like, it's LeBron James, I just want to see what his dick looks like. And I was like, well, I mean, I rewound it. And
John has a DVR, and he has it set to the frame where you can see it.
It's not DVR anymore. I record it, so I post it on Facebook. I put his dick on Facebook. It's LeBron James. You kind of want to see what his dick looks like.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you because I know a lot of guys when I looked for it. I searched for it the next day because it's LeBron's dick.
If you search my Google history, it doesn't say like LeBron James dick. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get when I see that. But I have a buddy of mine that watches porn, and he's like. He can't look at the dick when he's watching porn. I'm like, it's porn. There's the
exactly.
Dick is there.
Is this the same friend that used to get creeped out by naked baby dolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he can't. He's like, oh, can't look at the penis. I'm like, you are super, like, that is the most homophobic I've ever seen.
You are gay. That's that's what it comes down to.
Well, you can't look at the dick because your mouth starts drooling or what? You can't.
I can't get hard with all this vagina and this porn.
So anyway, all these girls were giving us shit because we searched for LeBron James' dick. And we see dick all the time. You go to the gym, there's dick everywhere.
Exactly.
Dick. There's dick everywhere.
John's life, dick everywhere. Hashtag. Hey, I want that trending.
Hey, most of them are some weird dicks at the gym.
The old guy.
Yeah.
There's always that one old guy that just walks around naked in the locker room.
Holding like his Caesar haircut on top so he can like... shake his dick around. He doesn't care. Yeah.
I think my favorite headline on the whole LeBron thing was that was a Thursday night game. So the next morning, I'm on Facebook and DL Hughley had posted, "Happy Friday. Here's LeBron's penis." So you didn't have to Google search it because you could just press. There were all kinds of news stories everywhere. All right, so is that it for your news?
Yeah.
All right.
Her news and 3 minutes of us talking about LeBron's dick.
Why you got to time it?
Because I'm looking at the clock is right in front of me.
All right, coming up, we got somebody sent us a question on Facebook. We're going to get to that right after The City Will Shake with Blind, Deaf, Mute Love right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to The Family Meeting. That was City Will Shake with their song Blind, Deaf, Mute Love.
So we got a question via Facebook. And the question is, since it's summertime, and in the ghetto in summertime, what happens?
You sit outside and drink 40s.
Krista knows.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, hold on. That was
you
me.
You spent too much goddamn time in the ghetto.
That was her hunting me down. Where's my brother at? Oh, he's sitting on the couch in the front.
I know a lot of things about a lot of things, Jason.
So the question is, what's more white trash? Oh, I just said ghetto white trash.
That kind of go hand in hand.
Well, okay. This is that that actually changes the whole question, because I thought the question was what's more ghetto. But the question is, what's more white trash? Outdoor furniture inside, or inside furniture outside? So, if it was ghetto, what's more ghetto, then it would have to be outdoor furniture inside. But white trash, I mean, they can't control that the tornadoes come through and they put all their furniture outside, right? So it's, I mean, they didn't want their furniture to be outside, but every 2 weeks, all their furniture goes outside.
For a little walk.
Yeah, just visits. Just visits the outside. And
I was looking to rent a place one time, right? And so they had the address. I was looking at, like, the places around on Craigslist. So they had the address, and I'm like, okay, I am going to Google this shit. So I look at it, and I look at the house, and all you can see is, like, this van back in the weeds, and then all these bushes grown over it. And so I do, like, the 360 view, and I look around, and across the street, I get to this, across the street, there's an Explorer with the plastic taped over, busted out window. I go a little further, and there's a bunch of people sitting on couches in the street drinking 40s, and I was like, I don't think this is the house for me.
I'm like, where's that house at? Right. Sounds like a fucking place to party right there.
Sounds like most of the places I lived in when I was in college.
I just pictured, like, the Google guy, like, locking his doors as he drives down the street.
The Google car.
Have you seen the Google car?
I have, yeah.
It's fucking insane looking. Have you seen it, Mike? It's like a Volkswagen Bug with, like, this big fucking, like, Earth globe on the top of it. And it just rolls around. And you're like, what the fuck is a spacecraft? And
so
it's weird looking.
I bet.
So with white trash, you're going inside furniture, outside?
White trash, I'm going inside furniture, outside, because, like, I have a lot of furniture in my house right now. I'm gonna put some shit out there.
Are you gonna talk about the kitchen couch?
right now, I have a kitchen couch. Right, so right now,
the fact that you call it a kitchen couch makes you fucking white trash.
Well, it's in the kitchen.
it's in the kitchen. So,
but
I mean,
but it's been there long enough to get a nickname.
So right, well,
like if I'm redecorating and the couch ends up in the kitchen for a day, that's one thing. But if it's been there long enough for me to start going, oh, I'm gonna go sit on the kitchen couch.
Somebody in our house ate dinner on the kitchen couch last week.
And there has been somebody cooking, and they have sat down on the kitchen couch while they were cooking. So look,
and by somebody you mean you.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else. But so we have a kitchen couch. Now, it sounds white trashy, right?
It sounds a little white trashy.
But the reason I had the kitchen couch is because I bought brand new couches. And I just don't have anywhere to put my old nice. There's still nice couches. It's still a leather sectional couch.
It's only one section of the sectional.
Because the other ones are upstairs. But so we do have a 4 foot kitchen couch right now.
Right now there's about 8 couches in the house.
You know, I don't see what's so redneck about that though.
The couch in the kitchen. Yeah, it's a kitchen couch.
People like to hang out in the kitchen, man.
It's kind of weird because my kitchen and my living room are like the same room, just divided by like a
counter.
Space. A counter.
Okay. And a kitchen couch.
So the kitchen couch can actually watch TV. You can sit down in the kitchen couch and cook food and eat food. And get in the fridge and watch TV.
And he's got a toilet shower.
That's where I'd be sitting.
Well, I think it's more white trash to put your inside furniture outside and, like, sit on it. You know what I mean? It's one thing got a free sign on it. That's not good.
Outdoor furniture is not comfortable.
No.
No matter what it is.
And
so if I'm going to sit out there and drink some 40s in the sun, in the heat, I want to be comfortable.
And
so I don't think it's white trash to have... If you got so much good shit in your house that you can just put it the fuck outside, I don't think you're like the godfather of the white trash, because you're like this is my worst best couch. Like this, like if I put my worst couch outside, it would get stolen.
Instead of in your kitchen?
Yeah. If I took my kitchen couch and put my kitchen couch outside, #kitchen couch.
Yes.
If I took my kitchen couch outside, it would get stolen.
Who hasn't had a couch on their deck, sat out on their porch on their couch and
on the East Coast, it's very common.
Yes,
like they take their TVs outside on their decks on their patios
because it's so fucking hot out. And most of them don't. Well, A lot of those tenements don't have air conditioning.
Do you guys remember when we were younger, we had a garage sale at Mom and Dad's house. And nobody was buying shit. So they were like, we got to sell something. Go get the couch.
I do remember that, yes.
So they brought the couch outside, sold the couch. And we sat on lawn chairs in the living room for like 2 weeks until there was another couch.
So we all pretty much consensus, inside furniture, outside, more white trash.
Because and actually, at that point when we had the, we were sitting in lawn furniture, we were also eating big rounds of government cheese. So that's that's white trashy.
We were pretty white trash. Yeah, you guys were saying
government cheese, boxes of raisins. That's what
John says. Boxes of raisins. We're talking like cases of like 100 bags of little servings of raisins. Yeah.
We would get these. We would get these boxes, these crates of boxes of smaller boxes of raisins. And like a 5-pound wheel of
like
cheese.
Like Russian nesting, Russian nesting raisins.
And like a 5-pound wheel of cheese that we could have actually like fixed the people coming over the trail, the Oregon Trail. We could have put that on their cart.
Jenny wouldn't have been lost.
Yeah. Nobody would have got fucking Tiberian fever. That's not what they got. But
Tiberian. All right. So post your opinions of what is more white trash on the Family Meeting Facebook page. We are going to get back into music.
If I come into your house and you're rocking a lawn chair and your couch and inside your house,
we ain't friends no more.
I'm fucking leaving. Like, I don't care how much liquor you got.
Oh,
how many hoes you got?
Lying.
Hold on,
I'm
lying there. I ain't sitting on no goddamn lawn furniture inside your house. So I'll tell you that right now.
And I can tell you, if you have a bamboo chair, I'm staying the fuck away from it because fat guys and bamboo do not go well together.
That's just straight up saying, like, I hate fat people.
Right? That's the I hate fat people chair. All right, we're going to get back into the music with Jenny Pepper and Rock and Shelter right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com.
He talk of red.
Red on fire now.
Fire up a dread.
Jumping up a man, yeah. A man who wants to help himself, yeah. Don't you know where? Red, no, yeah. Jah will help a man who help himself. When a man has done his best, then Jah will do the rest. Whoa. He'll never let a man take more than he can bear. I trust in Jah, Lord my God. No, I've got no fear. Jah is my rock and shelter. Ooh, well, now Jah is my fortress. Oh, well, Jah is my rock and shelter. Lord, Lord, I'll praise Him more and more. More and more, more and more. When the wicked and heartless come to eat up my flesh, Jah will cause them all to fall in the bottomless pit. And when Jah mercy is gone and His judgment comes, will you approach with confidence? Tell me, will you turn and run? There'll be no rock there to hide you. Even the seas will dry. What will you do? Jah is my rock and shelter. Every little thing Jah love will bring. He'll bring you joy in the morning.
Joy in the morning.
And He'll bring you joy in the evening. Oh, well, Jah is my rock and shelter. Oh, well, now Jah is my fortress. Done his best, then Jah will do the rest. Whoa. He'll never let a man take more than he can bear.
I trust in Jah, Lord my God. No, I've got no fear. Jah is my rock and shelter. Ooh, well, no, Jah is my fortress. Ooh, well, yeah. Jah is my rock and shelter. Lord, Lord, I praise Him more and more. More and more, more and more. Well, when the wicked and heartless come to eat up my flesh, Jah will cause them all to fall in the bottomless pit. And when Jah's mercy is gone and His judgment gone.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Jenny Pepper with Rock and Shelter. Hey, want to say happy birthday to our nephew who is turning 15?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to be a horrible uncle and not know how old he was turning. So I texted him this morning. I said, happy birthday. And I always, every time I send something to either one of those kids, I say, this is your Uncle Jason.
You're not going
to
give him a shout out? Just happy birthday to our nephew.
Well, because I don't know how, if they want to say in their names. I guess actually when it was Haley's birthday, I wished Haley a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Zach. Happy 15th birthday, buddy.
Zachary Curtis, happy birthday.
Yes. So all your buddies now.
You live in infamy now.
Yes, you do. All right. We made it to the end of another show. How can people find out more about you, Krista?
On Twitter at KristaCurtis1.
Johnny?
JohnCurtis316.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. Email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
As you see, we will answer your questions.
Yes, we will. And we're going to close things out tonight with DJ Moto, Stop Playing With My Mind on The Family Meeting.
So- chasing me, stop hounding me, stop stalking me, stop causing me pain, stop bringing me shame, stop abusing me, stop accusing me, stop messing with my brain, get out of my face, you are a big disgrace to the human race, stop making me cry, stop bleeding me dry, you cause me misery, stop haunting me.
Stop controlling me.
Get me respect.
Stop controlling me.